With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump not mincing any words. He's putting it all on the line, saying the war on Iran represents the last best chance of addressing the threat posed by the Islamic Republic's ballistic missiles. Now, the president says his administration repeatedly warned Tehran not to continue its pursuit of nuclear weapons.
Following our obliteration of Iran's nuclear program in Operation Midnight Hammer a short while ago, we warned Iran not to make any attempt to rebuild at a different location because they were unable to use the ones that we so powerfully blew up, but they ignored those warnings and refused to cease their pursuit of nuclear weapons.
The president adding that Iranian leadership, quote, already had missiles capable of hitting Europe and American military sites throughout the region. Some airlines resuming, well, a few flights, even as the war continues to cause travel chaos.
Airspace closures strand tens of thousands of travelers. Dubai officials are telling passengers to go to the airport only if contacted, because more than 80% of the flights remain canceled. Christy Elmer from New Hampshire was stuck there Sunday with her husband.
I feel fairly safe. The hotel's doing a really good job taking care of us. We're getting a lot of information, both from my company, but also the embassy.
Meanwhile, foreign governments are urging their citizens to shelter in place while officials explore evacuation options. I'm Julie Walker.
With hundreds of millions of people turning to chatbots for advice, it was only a matter of time before tech companies started to offer programs designed to answer health questions. A couple of major firms say their programs, known as large language models, though, are not a substitute for professional care. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group has a request for the Trump administration. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Alliance Defending Freedom has sent a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services pointing out that federal dollars are going to about 50 medical training programs that may force students to participate in abortions. ADF says, quote, no family medicine residency can tell applicants or employees that any aspect of abortion is a necessary part of the program. President Trump has vowed to end taxpayer funding of abortion across the board. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New York man convicted of anti-Semitic hate crimes, now a state court judge finding Skoboki Stora guilty of assaulting, stalking, and harassing strangers in what prosecutors described as a series of anti-Semitic incidents that between 2023 and on into 2024. This is SRN News. India and Canada have agreed to strengthen their economic ties. More on that story from correspondent Rich Thomason.
The two countries are warming up to each other after 2 years of icy cold relations. Indian Prime Minister Modi says his country and Canada will soon finalize a comprehensive economic partnership expected to increase bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. Canadian Prime Minister Carney says both sides aim to conclude the deal by the end of the year. They've also signed a nuclear agreement for Canada to supply uranium to India. Rich Thomason reporting.
White House says a red spot on President Trump's cheek comes from a prescribed skin cream. Photographers captured close-up images of the redness Monday. The president's doctor says the president applies a common cream to the right side of his neck. More details, srnnews.com.